Yeah, I think I'm in the middle of one right now. I had this big idea that if I stay up about 24 hours and get very little sleep, so I'll be all set for tomorrow when it's time to go back to work. I think this plan is backfiring, and so if I fall asleep during the message, continue, please. When you stop and you think about the makeup of the Lord's church, it consists of men, consists of women. Look around, and most Lord's church, you see older men and some older women. And also, you will see some young people, what we probably refer to as young adults and teenagers. I stumbled across an article that probably was written about probably 8 years ago. As I was reading it, it was pretty interesting. The article was written about young people, and it started out with this big question right here in the beginning of it. It said, "What can I do as a young person?" A real catcher. What can I do as a young person? Now, there's probably a lot of young people that are interested in religious matters that are asking that question. They are somewhat confused about some things spiritually, and there are some that are asking, you know, what can I do as a young person spiritually? As I continue to read the article, it has a lot of good things to say. The message kind of go along with some of the things we talked about in the men's meeting about the young people. And stopping you, think about that question, what can I do as a young person? I've worshipped and I've been part of congregations where it seemed as though the young people got kind of pushed aside. Those who were members and those who weren't members also that was worshiping there, just kind of got pushed aside in the corner and kind of overlooked. It's kind of like, you know, you're not old enough yet. You know, you're not at our age yet. I know that the young people that are Christians can't become an elder or a deacon. I know that young people, they're young. Most of them aren't at the point where they can, you know, deliver messages yet. But they still are asking, you know, the question, what can I do? What can I do? Well, I have a couple answers to some things pertaining to what can I do as a young person. First of all, I think that the first thing we need to stop and think about, as a young person, one who especially who haven't obeyed the gospel, first thing that person can stop and do is to simply be obedient to the gospel. You know, too many people have told young people, well, you know, while you're young, just wait for a little while and don't rush it. Don't be in no big hurry about obeying the gospel. You know, you will in your own time. And a lot of young people have bought into that. Well, when I get a little older, I'm going to become a member of the Lord's church. And you know what happens sometimes where it's so sad I've seen happen is that time passes and eventually a person never ever become a member of the Lord's church. Remember the writer says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 1, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. What can I do as a young person? Well, first of all, as a young person, you can be obedient to God. You can take those useful years while you're young and vibrant and go ahead and obey the gospel and use those vibrant years in serving God. Starting very early, getting the foundation planted under you. In Psalms 119, verse number 9, the writer says, how can a young man cleanse his heart? By taking heed to the word of God. By taking God's word, holding on to it, being obedient to it. What can I do as a young person? Well, first of all, a young person needs to stop and think and realize his spiritual condition. Then be obedient to the gospel. I'm convinced that Matthew 16:6 is not just written for older people. Matthew 16:6, he believeth and baptized shall be saved. He believeth not shall be condemned. I'm convinced that young people, teenagers, what we refer to even the young adults, can also take heed to those words and be obedient to the gospel. Hear and believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. And if they do not, then what eventually happens, if they never obey the gospel, when Jesus returned, there they stand in a lost state. Just because you're young does not exclude you from obeying the gospel. What can I do? The young person, what can a young person do? Well, first of all, the young person can, by faith, obey the gospel. Remember what the writer says in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Romans 6:17-18. I'm also convinced that those passages are not just written for those who are older. They're also written for those who are younger too. That they too can obey that form of doctrine. They too can be set free. They too can become slaves of righteousness. What can a young person do? Well, first of all, he or she should highly consider, stop and think about it. Spend just as much time thinking about obeying the gospel that he or she think about getting dressed for the next day, as much as time that he or she think about studying for a test at school. Much as time as he or she think about trying to impress the world, stop and spend some of that time thinking about being obedient to God's word. Remember that Creator in the days of thy youth. What can I do? What can a young person do? Well, I'm convinced, secondly, that a young person can worship God. That a young person can be faithful after he or she have obeyed the gospel and worshiping God. I've seen too many times where it was just overlooked in congregation where, well, he or she is young, so oh, just wait till they get serious about their Christian life. So they were kind of excluded. Is that acceptable unto God? If you remember in Psalm 122:1, where the psalmist says, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. The psalmist seemed to be glad, to be excited about some type of worship, coming together to worship God. We too should impress and share with the young people that they too should be excited and happy about coming together to worship God. But see, what can the young people do? They too can take worshiping God serious. They too can get a clear understanding of Hebrews 10:25, not to forsake the assembling of themselves together. They too can take a good understanding of John 4:24. Those who worship God must worship him in spirit and truth. Young people, when you ask the question, what can I do? Well, as a Christian, you can take serious and worshiping God. The younger generation also can worship and serve God. It's not time to take it lightly and pass notes and joke around, but time to be serious about worshiping God. I don't believe you got to jazz the worship service up and add a bunch of stuff to it just to keep the attention of the young people. Something that I compare this to is that if a young person can go to class and sit and learn from a book without jazzing that up, he or she can come and sit and learn and worship God just like the older people. What can I do as a young person? Well, I can first of all be obedient to the gospel, and secondly, I can take worship serious. As part of the younger generation, I can set the example, I can take it serious, I can come with my Bible in my hand and read and follow that which being taught from the pulpit. I can take serious in serving God. As a young person, what can I do? Well, as a young person, as a young Christian, part of the younger generation, a generation that is so far ahead of me, a generation that seemed to be wrapped up in gadgets, electronics, and all those things that just blow my mind. When talking with Brian, even talking with Jacob, the things that they talk about just send me away. I'm totally confused. But yet on the other hand, we meet together in the sense that we both can come together and worship God, both young and old. And the question was asked in the article, what can a young people do? What can a young person do? He can worship God just as the older people do. Thirdly, and ask that same question, the younger generation can simply live right just as the older people do. I've heard it said, some adults see the years of the youth as a time to live wild. So one would say, so you are old. Just live in the way you want to for right now, because see, you have all your life ahead of you. Well, first of all, that's the wrong attitude. Secondly, who says you're going to live beyond that point? And I'm still not convinced that young people cannot be faithful serving God. I'm truly convinced that no matter what the world say, no matter what even some of the Christians within the Lord's church teaches some things contrary to what the scripture teaches, I am convinced that young people can live right just as you and I can live right as older people. How often do you pick up the newspaper and look in the obituary? Every now and then, I usually look at it every day. Every night at least, because we read the paper at night at work. Surprisingly, I never see my name in there. But the point is that when I'm looking through the obituary, there's a whole lot of young people's name in there. 15-year-olds, 17, 21. 18-year-olds who have passed away, who have gone into eternity, who are no longer part of the living. That being the case, then what can the young people do? What can they do? Well, they can just live right. In Titus chapter 2, verse 4 through 5, 4, 5, and 6, that Paul instructs Titus to instruct the older brothers and the older men, older women, to teach the young men and the younger women to be sober-minded, to be sound-minded. Teach them how they all live. And you and I, we can also encourage the young people as to how they ought to live right before God. But in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through 12, look there. Titus chapter 2. And Titus chapter 2, start at verse number 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Are those passages only for we who are older? I don't believe so. I believe also these passages would apply to those who are younger too, to the young adults, young Christian, those who are teenagers, or those who obey the gospel that are young, that they too ought to live soberly, sound-minded. They too ought to live righteously. They too ought to live godly. But in verse number 12, when are you supposed to do this? In the present age. In the present age. Not putting it off for tomorrow, but in the present age. What can the young people do? Well, they can worship God, just like you and I. They can be obedient to the gospel, just like you and I have done. They can live right, simply live right. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, I don't know exactly how young Timothy were. The Bible doesn't say whether he was 30, whether he was 40, whether he was 25 or 27. But what the scripture does say, Paul encouraged Timothy to flee youthful lust. Flee, to get away from it. Instruction from Paul to Timothy. You know, we can encourage the young people to do the same. To just live right. What can the young people do as part of the Lord's church? Just live right. And 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 12, Peter talks about this world coming to an end, and then he ends by saying that the conduct should be that holy and righteous. Is that only for the older people? No, it's not. It's also for the younger people too. What can a young person do? Serving God? Just live right. Now, last of all, young people can be involved with the local church. That the young people can be involved with the local congregation that they're a part of. You know, I've had about two of the young people within the last couple of months approach me and say that they want to go out, that they want to hang some doors, they want to pass out some tracts, they want to be a part and share in the gospel. And I believe that's good. We ought to encourage them, get behind them. They want to do the things that are right. In the men's meeting, Robin reminded us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 2, where Paul tells Timothy, you know, to remember the things he taught him, that he ought to teach other men that are faithful, so they may be to teach others. For there are young men here that we can be encouraging. And learning the word of God, encourage them and able to teach and share and be a part of a local work here. There's young women here that maybe in the future they will grow and be part of helping teach the little kids. What can young people do? They can be active and part of the local congregation which they are part of. They don't have to sit around and wait till they're 45 and 50 before they decide to do the work of the Lord. And they need to be reminded once more again, remember thy Creator, the days of thy youth. that those years, those young, vibrant years, sometimes I think about the old latter years when you get older and slowing down, then I'm ready to do the work of the Lord. What about the young, vibrant years when you're active and you got all the energy, you can go out and share and teach and do all the works of the Lord? Those years are good years, which all young people can use for serving God and not the world. What can the young people do? Oh, there's a lot they can do. They need to be reminded and encouraged to be involved. Local work, the local church, helping and trying to help the local church grow. Young people do not realize the influence they have. All the friends that they're a part of. If you give them a track, invite them to worship, encourage them, helping the local work grow, setting the right example for the local church. What can the young people do? Do just like you and I, and we who are older. Be involved in the local church work. Not wait until tomorrow and the next day and 20 years from now, but now. May we be the people that encourage them. To be obedient to the gospel. May we be the people that encourage the young people to take worship, to take it really serious. May we be the people that encourage the young people to try to live right, not live by the world, not be conformed by the world, to really serious take Romans 12, 1 through 2 series, 1 through 3 series, that we hear and read and hear a lot of from the pulpit, to really take it serious. When Paul writes that to the church at Rome, seemed as though he was pleading and begging with them, don't be changed by the world. That sometimes can be the case with some of our younger Christians. Bit by bit, they become a little bit like the world. They fail to meet point number 3, to live right. Point 4, as we review, to remember that you can be involved in the local work here. You can help this congregation grow. You can be encouraging to the congregation here. To me, it's very encouraging to see the young people here. It's very encouraging to talk with them and have them say that they want to volunteer to do something. It reminds me of my younger years where I spent so much time wasting my time doing the work of Satan. But these young people, they are here now and have their opportunity. May they use this time, may they use their youth to remember thy Creator. As we get ready to close. Nike has a commercial, and he ends by saying, just do it. Stop talking about it. Stop reading about it. Stop whispering about it. Just simply do it. That's what you and I should do every day. Just do it. Just live the Christian life. There's been time in our lives where we fail to just do it, where we fail to live the way we should be living because sin that's in our lives. This is an opportunity this evening for you to repent, to turn away from the sin in your life, to change, to press forward, to move on. Maybe this is a time where You just need to ask the congregation to pray for you, that you can be stronger, that you can be the example that you want to be the example that God wants you to be, that you can be following what is found in Colossians chapter 1, which says, walking worthy and pleasing the Lord. If you're here and you haven't obeyed the gospel, you can by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized. Having your sins washed away. And if you're a young person starting a new life with the intent to serve God, to be serious about worship, to be serious about being involved with the work of the church, whatever you need to do, just stop and think about it. And remember what the Nike commercial. Stop thinking about it and just do it, whether it's to repent or whether it's just to come and ask for prayer. I would sing an invitation song.